Psalm 131 is a short psalm. Spurgeon said one of the shortest to read, and one that we need a lifetime perhaps to learn. And that is so true. I just want to ask your attention this morning just for a few thoughts on this psalm. And the key is verse 2, the last part. My soul is even as a weaned child. And we'll call it the security of a weaned child. And David wrote this short psalm, and there is not any clue about when or what circumstances, how old, how young he was. It's even a little bit of a marvel why it is in the Song of the Degrees. It's the series of songs that were sang as the travelers traveled to Jerusalem. It's not really clear, even though it's a beautiful psalm. Circumstances are unknown. Maybe two suggestions if you read verse 1. Lord, he says, my heart is not haughty. Maybe you have to say it a little differently. Lord, my heart is not haughty. My eyes are not lofty. And neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Now, if I use that tone, could be that he was accused. And he is here at the Lord's feet saying, Lord, thou knowest, I wasn't haughty. I wasn't. Maybe he was accused of being proud or arrogant. Maybe he has offered his insights. Maybe as a young David, when he is observing what's happening in Saul's kingdom. He's offered his insight. He's offered his assessment of the things which maybe he had no real insight, knowledge about. Or maybe he's accused of meddling in matters that were way too hard for him. And look, he says, Lord, thou knowest, I didn't. I didn't exercise myself. I didn't want to be involved in these things too high. Now, maybe he spoke about things as young in the face of older ones who says, oh, you, David, you know your place. Don't you get involved in this. You just, maybe that. And he has heard it, and he's laid it back before the Lord. He says, Lord, thou reads within me. Now, maybe another option is that he made a giant error in judgment. Yeah, he maybe made a decision. Maybe as a king, maybe as a young apprentice in the kingdom of Saul, he's made a huge decision and judgment, or have given advice, and it has totally backfired. Yeah, possible. And here again, in his private reflection before the Lord, he is laying it out. Notice, children, this man is never afraid to appeal to God's all-knowing character. So thou knows. Thou knows exactly. Thou reads me. David is not afraid of the penetrating eyes of God. Lord, I was not haughty. I was not proud. I was not ambitious. I was not high-minded thinking that I know it all. I wasn't. That was not my motivation. Maybe, Lord, I offered my opinion, or maybe I offered my thoughts too quick, but thou knows it came out of a sincerity, not because I wanted to show myself, look what I all know. Yeah, that's how David deals with this. Now, that doesn't, of course, mean to suggest at all that David never struggled with pride. Who doesn't? David does too. He's not saying that. He's only saying, Lord, I wasn't motivated that way. Indeed, I might have said many things that I shouldn't have said, but it wasn't pride. It wasn't the feeling I want to be superior. What a wonderful thing. And we can say to God, Lord, thou knowest my heart. It's not perfect, but it's not what people accuse me of. And then you come to verse 2. And that's David's confession about being as a weaned child. And notice the language, surely I have behaved and quieted myself. And the word behaved can also have the meaning of I've calmed myself. I have calmed myself. Surely, Lord, I have quieted myself. As a child that is weaned of his mother. Now, what is a weaned child? Children, when your baby brother and sister is having a little drink of mom, that's when he or she's finished, that's not weaned. That's just satisfied. Yeah, a weaned child in David's days, usually about 2 or 3 years old. When finally there comes time that mom says, no more drinks from me. Now it's time for you to begin to just eat all what we eat and no more drinks of me. And this is a real struggle for a 2-3 year old who's done all her time and life and she's unsettled. She jumps on mom's lap, looks for the breast and comforts him or herself. And then mom says, no, no more. Children, some of you may know that still when you had that blankie, or those fingers sucking, or whatever else you had to comfort yourself. And there comes a time that mom and dad says, that's no more appropriate. And you have to let that go. What a battle that is, isn't it? To let that go every time you grab for it again and you don't want to give it up. Well, that's what David is talking about. Weaned child. That's not an easy process. That's a struggle for a child. Child feels insecure. Child feels unhappy. Child feels, what's happening to my world? And so it's a real struggle. And so David also has gone through this struggle. And he describes this. I've come to become as a weaned child. There comes a time when the child has been weaned. She is comfortable sitting on mother's lap or sitting next to mother without needing to nurse. He or she is comfortable now. And this is what he's saying as a comparison. I have calmed and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is as a weaned child. David confesses, I have calmed myself. I've quieted myself in resting on the Lord, even if I don't get the things I used to get. Even if it's not as close, not as tender as it used to be, as mom and baby. I have calmed, I have quieted myself. Now that didn't go without struggles. To live this life of faith, because that's what it is, it's really hard. We humans, we like to have control of things. We like to have our hands in everything. We don't like it to just have to give it over. We want to do it ourselves. Right? And isn't that a little bit what David here is describing? As he brought his needs and his fears and his false accusations to the Lord. The Lord did what that mother does with the child in the process of weaning. What does the mother do? She doesn't throw the child away. No, she takes it on her lap. And so she doesn't give him or her the breast. She speaks nicely to him. She lets him see her eyes. She would cuddle him or her on her lap. She would let her feel that she is still there. And as the child senses the love in the eyes and the love in the voice, it gets calmer and quieter. And finally, the battles are won. And this is what David describes. There is a calmness and a resting and a security in David's feeling. Now we are looking at so much uncertainty in our world. 2021, we won't forget very quick how so many things have changed in our life. And as we feel that sometimes our freedom to move has been become quite limited. There's many things that have changed, and I would not be too much of a prophet to say that 2022 is going to bring us more changes, good or bad. Yeah, it's just not looking encouraging. How do we deal with this? I have quieted myself. I have calmed myself. I have crawled closely onto my mother's lap, the child said, and I sit there quietly waiting and trusting on my mother or on my parent. And that's how David expresses himself. I am so at peace with knowing that God is there for me. At one point, David comes back to Ziklag. You know the story. The whole city is burned, and all the people that were there are kidnapped and moved off. And what does David do at that moment? Exactly this. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Notice the word myself here too. He encouraged himself. He calmed himself. He thought about God. He thought about God's promises. He thought about God's deeds. He just let not look, eyes rest on all the world and the circumstances. He looks beyond and he says, the Lord is there. And I'm quiet. And that comes then into a direction to us in verse 3. David's direction is, be like me. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. From his own experience, he has a word for us. Hope in the Lord, Israel. Israel is the church of David's days, us here together today. Hope in the Lord. David quieted and he calmed himself in the face of needs and threats and uncertainty and accusations and opinions and disagreements perhaps. And so he counsels us. Let us hope. Let us rest. Let us quiet ourselves. Calm our minds. By resting and looking at the unshakable truths of Jehovah. God is the same. This God that David worshiped is the exact same God today. No change. That's our security. That's our hope when we move ahead. We are not to look ahead, we look up. There sits Jehovah throned on high. Beloved, if we may with that eye up to the Lord face this coming year, it will be calm and quiet in the heart, though it may storm and it may shake wherever we be. He counsels us, quiet yourself. Of course, reflecting on verse 1, let me rule the world. Don't meddle in the things that are too great for your minds. Let me do the ruling. Don't be haughty to think you know everything. David has to say, Lord, I wasn't haughty, but they accused me of it. Let us not be haughty to think we have all the answers. Do you know exactly what we need to do? Don't start overthinking things. We can do that. We start overthinking things. Oh, David quieted and weaned himself. As I was reading the psalm this morning, my dog sat next to me. I was just caressing his hair on his head, and he was looking up to me with these little brown eyes of the dog, and I thought, yeah, Lord, this dog, he just sits here quietly, calmly, trusting, looking at me, no fear. Let me just be like that dog. And let me look to thee. Let me trust that thy hand will just be on my head. And I want no other hand to be on my head, Lord, and on my life than thy hand, Jehovah. And let me just be like this dog as he sits here quietly next to me. See, that's the picture of the weaned child sitting next to mom, hand around his shoulder, content to sit, content to leave Mom take care of all things. And if you act like that congregation, then we will be calming and quieting ourselves. Hope in the Lord. That means leave it with God. Commit your ways and future to Him. You know how Jesus puts that? In Matthew 18, verse 3, He says, "Be ye converted." Now let me read it exactly how He puts it. "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You shall not experience, you shall not enjoy, you shall not be partaking of the privileges and the blessings and the benefits of the kingdom of heaven, except ye be converted." The word converted is turn. Yeah, turn away from looking at anything. And turning is become like a little child, right? You become as a little children. A little child is not ruled by pride. He doesn't intermeddle. He doesn't get involved in figuring things out and worrying about tomorrow. He doesn't want to carry the whole world on his shoulders. He sits as a weaned child next to Mom or on Mom's lap and let her do all the rest. That's what Jesus tells us to be. Become like little children and leave it to Me to govern the world. I don't know which commentator made this little statement, but it was kind of striking. He says, "Let these little prattlers that sit on your lap be your preachers to your ears." As they sit there just talking and chattering and laughing, even though all kinds of things are happening in our world, let them be your little preachers. Hope in the Lord. So if I may sum it up, let's make this psalm our prayer for this year. Pray for humility. Let's not be experts. Let's not meddle. Let's not reach into things too high. Let's be humble. Be expert in looking to Jehovah and lifting up the needs to the Lord. He says, "Lord, this I put in the too hard basket for me, and that's where I leave it, at Thy feet. I can't handle it. I can't answer it. I don't know what to do. Here it is, Lord. I commit it to Thee." That's what Jesus asks us to do. Commit your ways unto Me, and I will guide you. So let's, as a church, do that. This last year, we've been tossed like yo-yos. Back and forth, ideas, thoughts, things that the world is trying to do to cope with the pandemic. Way off to the left field, then to the right field, and never in the middle, it seems like. Right? We just don't know, and they don't know either. They're just as ignorant, just as incapable as we are sitting here. But there's one who is able. Let's be expert in looking and pleading and committing all things to Jehovah. And let's pray for this calming and quieting faith for each other to be as a weaned child. Now, there is a statement that used to stand on my desk for a long number of years. I don't know where it disappeared to, but it is in my heart now. And the statement is a simple one. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Simple, but true. Beloved, may we be like that this year. And Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "And the Lord is He that goes before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Amen. Let's sing together first an extra psalter that we will do from Psalter 52. "Jehovah, are my shepherd, therefore I shall no want shall know. We'll sing verses 52, verse 1 and 4, and then Elder Ari Verhey will close the service with prayer. So let's sing Psalter 52, verse 1 and 4.
And let us pray and give thanks to the Lord. O most holy and almighty God, Lord of lords and King of kings, it is by thy mercy and thy grace that we also could gather together in the morning of this new year. O Lord, that we then also be thankful that thou haven't done us according our deeds, being gracious unto us. If we are just sing grace and mercy and long suffering is with thee, O Lord, and that we then also be sincere when we greet one another for the best for the new year, but that it also be seasons, that it will be for time and for eternity, not for the worldly things, but and strength for our labors, but all that a daily renewal of hearts also may be put upon one another, and that we encourage one another as congregation, O Lord, when we prepare every Sunday for to come to thy house, the house of prayer here, O Lord, and that then also the words that we have sung while we started this service, from the words from Psalm 90, that our hope for years to come, that it also may be applied at this day. And we thank thee, O Lord, for the word that also be heard this morning about a little child that is trusting upon the mother's breasts, and that then also we as children from thee come to thee to confess our sins and pleading upon thy help. O Lord, that we also may be encouraged with the words what the Lord Jesus Christ used when he gave the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal son, O Lord, who have sinned against his father and battled to thee. And he knew his father was righteous, but also his father was and is merciful. And that then, and with those hope, he went home and had his hope upon thee, and pleading to the Father that he was unworthy to be looked upon. But, O Lord, that we then also come at the throne of grace, so unworthy, but only for thy honor, thy glory. And we plead then also for thy help in this new year, that we as congregation may gather together and have longing to hear thy word. But give also then strength to the consistory, that we as pastor also receive strength to bring forth the gospel of free and sovereign grace every Sunday. And as elders and deacons, we may rule and help one another, and that we that do in love and in patience, O Lord, for to work in the vineyard can also give so much stress, or not from the members, but from the world around us, the work of the devil to destroy and to disturb all these services, O Lord, with rules and with any kind of directions and regulations. But help us, O Lord, that our hope be all upon thee, and give then also our pastor strength to be encouraged above all at the throne of grace, but also for our consultant, Reverend W. Haring in the Netherlands, that he also may keep contact with one another. For also as congregation, we didn't have the church visitation all the last 2 years because of circumstances that no one from the Netherlands can come in. O Lord, will thou then change and give also a deliverance. And that we then also pleading for help in the congregation, when the congregation may receive then the office bearers in home visits, and give us all help and a blessing upon our work for our honor and our glory, and that the congregation also may be comforted, and that also in our labors, our daily job what we have, or in our retirement, or our youth in the studies, that they all then every day bring it at the throne of grace for strength to do their work and guidance in all their ways and protection from the snares of the devil and the temptation of this world. O Lord, thou know our hearts, how frail we are, but thou art the one who is able to give then strength and forgiveness. O Lord, in the families when there are also concerns for health concerns in our congregation or in the families abroad, in America or in Canada or in Holland as well, O Lord, and we plead then for thy help. And then if we know our family members who are far away from us, they need also the prayer at the throne of grace. O Lord, guide and help us. Give us then also a blessed time together this day, and safety on the ways, on the air, on the ways and on the waterways, O Lord, and all the circumstances where we are, that we also pleading thy help. And be so with us, and if it is thy will, bring us all together tomorrow morning on the first day of the new week. For Jesus Christ's sake, work of the Holy Spirit. Amen.